And anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made, and we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira and worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us. Verses 1 through 15, Acts chapter 16. Father, thank you, Lord, for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for the wonderful gift of knowing that you came into the world, you lived, you died on the cross to pay for all of our sins. You rose again 3 days later from the dead and made a way for us to be saved. And you wonderfully called us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another. You've called us and empowered us to be your church. And you've called us to be a mission-minded church that's involved in the wonderful work of spreading the gospel in the world and making disciples. You've called us to be disciples and to make disciples. Lord, anoint us afresh with a spirit that would encourage us to be mission-minded in everything we say, everything we do, as we listen to and follow your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of ministry. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that there are so many out there that are going and sharing your good news. Heavenly Father, your news is so good to hear, that you would offer your life for us, that you would love us so much, that you would have such great callings and so many good gifts for us. And Heavenly Father, I pray that we'd open our ears to hear these good news, that we'd grow closer to you and that we'd grow more like you. Thank you so much in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are very honored and blessed to have with us in studio today the Robinson family. They are a missionary family serving the Lord in the nation of Malawi. And so we're going to take time specifically to introduce them. David and Jenny are dad and mom, and they have with them a part of their family. They have with them Gracie, Justice, Charity, and Hope as well. And again, they're the Robinsons to Malawi. So welcome, Robinson family.
Thank you.
All right, great to have you all. I'm going to ask Dad and Mom, that is David and Jenny, If y'all would take a few moments to further introduce yourselves and tell our listeners a little bit more about yourselves and the work the Lord has called you to in the nation of Malawi, Africa.
Absolutely. We'd love to do that. I think in anybody's ministry, it's very important to understand who they are as a person, because God uses each one of our unique background, and that's how he leads us into the path that he has for us. And so for us, as I was growing up, we were a family of builders. And so my mom and dad were construction general contractors, and we grew up building houses.
In Oregon,
and then eventually in Fairbanks, Alaska. And so that's how we grew up, and we were a Christian family. My mom and dad were involved in ministry, especially in church planting. And we just grew up in a very simple life, working and loving God, loving Jesus. And to us, me and my four we were four siblings, my older brother John, myself, Paul, and Lisa, and we just grew up watching my parents live a life of faith. And so that was just all we knew. We just knew that mom and dad made decisions by faith. All the decisions in our home were, what does God say about this and his word? And then that's what we do. So that had a huge impact on me hearing the gospel. I heard the gospel over and over and over and over. And by the time I was 7 years old, I could tell you the gospel forward and backwards. And I remember being in a church service on a Wednesday night, and my dad was the one preaching, and he was preaching, but that God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that stuck out to me because I knew the death, burial, and resurrection, the story and all of that from the Bible, but I had never felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit. I had never experienced that stirring and that convicting in my heart, where it was very pointed that I needed to personally call upon the Lord, personally receive this as an atonement for my sins. And
so up until this point, you'd heard the gospel many times.
Many times.
But you'd never received Christ.
I never experienced it, never fully grasped it. And I really, I'm so thankful that the Lord gave me that grace to help me to understand the gospel. And I remember going home that night, and I didn't have the courage to go to the front of the church. I actually felt like the pastor's son was supposed to already know everything and have it all figured out. And so I didn't have the courage to go to the front of the church during the invitation. And I went home, but I could not shake that feeling. Mm-hmm. And I tried to go to sleep, couldn't go to sleep. And it was just an abiding assurance that I needed to ask the Lord to be my personal savior. And so I did that night. And I'm so thankful I was able to be saved at an early age. And then growing up in that lifestyle, as I got older, my faith began to be challenged. And I remember when I was 19 years old, and I was kind of, I'm an all or nothing type of guy, okay? If it's true, it is. If the gospel is true, and if the Bible is God's words, there is quite literally nothing more important that a human can endeavor to do with their life than to obey it. And if it's not, then I personally am the type that I'm not going to waste five more minutes thinking about it. And so I felt that I needed to devote myself to the discovery of what does the Bible actually say. We see churches, we drive by them as we drive down the road, mm-hmm. but what's the content? What does the scripture actually say? So mm-hmm. I grew up in church. I knew the basic stories. You know, anything about Noah or anything about David or David and Goliath, I knew all that, but I wanted to actually study the scriptures themselves, and I made that the devotion of my life. And so I went to Bible school. Of course, we were involved in churches that are involved in missions. And so naturally to me, it was just normal to see missionaries coming and going through our church, giving presentations, telling us about the work. And never in my life did I think that that would be something that God would want me to do. Mm-hmm. But I always loved supporting them. I said we were a construction family. I started a business, general contracting in Florida, and was doing well, very well. And then a hurricane came through, and I did even better. So it was a misfortune, but we put on guys, we put on crews, and we just went to town and was built a lot of rebuilt a lot of things and whatnot. So with that money and with that resource, I knew that the Lord was working in my heart, and by this time I had met my wife up in Alaska. We had gotten married, and we were living there in Florida doing the construction, and it was wonderful, but there was some part of us that knew that we were to be involved in missions. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, well, we will support missions with our business, and the Lord had other plans. So he directed us to go on a missions trip, and it really was a lot like that story that you just read. A very Macedonian type call, a very clear direction, unmistakable, and to the point where I said, if we don't respond to the Lord's input in our life, we don't really have an assurance that He continues to speak to us. Mm-hmm. And so I said, we have to respond to this. So we went on a missions trip over to Malawi, intending just to be there for a short period of time and then leave. And when we got there, the first night that we were there, I had been reading through the scripture as a daily thing, and I got to the point of reading Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy family, from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." And I was just, I call it faith. Some people would say you were crazy enough to believe it. And that's honestly what it was. I just believed God's calling, believed that God was calling us and giving us direction in what to do, and telling us to leave our kindred and our country and our place and go with the gospel to Malawi, and that's what we endeavored to do.
So this was your first trip, your first mission trip to Malawi?
Yes.
And you all heard, the two of you heard the Lord say, "I want you to work here."
That's exactly it.
All right. Well, tell you what, we're coming up on a break in a few moments, but on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if David and Jenny, if you all would pray for listeners to have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say to them, because we're going to hear more from you all about your story. I want to hear from Jenny. I want to hear Jenny's perspective. And, I guess to be honest, this is one of those situations where I think it's interesting to hear the perspective of each member of the family, because sometimes you have situations where one person's called, the other one may be kicking and screaming, or just different stories. So I want to hear from Jenny as well, but specifically that you all pray that God would help people to have ears to hear what He wants to say, because there are some people that will hear you that God may be calling them to the mission field as well. And there are some people who are even afraid to ask God, "Lord, do you want me to go?" because they think they know what they might hear and they don't want to hear. But on the other hand, the reality is God really calls every one of us to missions. It's just the mission is different for every individual believer. And it's for us to learn to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit for us individually as well. So I'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We have in studio with us the Robinson family. They are the Robinsons to Malawi. We'll be right back.
Consume my heart with your love. You are shut my heart, consume my heart with your love. You have captured
my heart,
consume
my heart with your love.
Say
you have captured my heart, consume my heart with your love.
Say it like you mean it. Timothy, say you have captured my heart,
consume
my heart,
with your love.
One more time, say
you have captured my heart, consume my heart with your love.
And if all I say is Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus,
that's more than enough. All I say is Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, that's more than enough.
If all I say is
Jesus, 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 that's more than enough.
The music of Dunson Oyakhan with If All I Say Is Jesus. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are the Robinson family. They're the Robinsons to Malawi. They're a missionary family that serves the Lord in the kingdom of God in the nation of Malawi, Africa. And Brother David, I'm going to ask you, would you pray that our listeners would have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast? And then we're going to ask Jenny to do the same as well.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being a good father. Thank you that you know each one of your children and you call them by name. Thank you that you've given each one of us a uniqueness. Lord, thank you that you made us in your image. Thank you that you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. And Lord, thank you for giving us life and life more abundantly. And Lord, we ask now for each listener who may come across this broadcast, Lord, that you would open their ears, that you'd open their eyes of their understanding, and Lord, that you would give ears to hear what unique direction you would want to give them and send them in, Lord, because it is important, and it's the your purpose for each one of your children to go and fulfill the purpose and the mission that you have for them. Lord, thank you for doing that. Thank you for working in each person's life. I pray for the one that doubts your goodness. Lord, that hears everyone else speaking that you're a good father, but doubts that you have a mission for them. Lord, I want to pray for that one, that you give them the courage, just the faith to believe your goodness. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, I just think about all the listeners that you've brought here. And Lord, I feel like sometimes my message is small. And Lord, I just trust that you will use my experience and the way that you've helped me to be a blessing to someone today. And Lord, we come from all different areas, experiences, and you use them for our good. And we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jeannie, I'm going to ask you to share from your perspective, too, your journey, and so far as your husband David has shared as well. Would you share your perspective there?
Sure. So I came from quite a bit of different background. I grew up in Alaska and just a little log cabin down by the river, never thinking that I'd one day be in Africa. I grew up in a Christian family, and heard about the Lord at an early age, and I was saved at 7. And the message that spoke to me was just simply on hell. I'd heard about salvation and I'd heard about getting saved, but there had never been a time in my life that I personally accepted the Lord as my Savior. And so I heard a message about hell and I realized that there was nothing that was going to keep me from going there. And I realized that I needed the Lord and to accept Him and as my atonement and my forgiveness for sins. And my parents walked me through some scriptures and showed me that I was personally a sinner even at a young age. There's plenty of things that kids do and they know that they're wrong. And it has to become personal and you have to realize that you are also a sinner and that God needs to save you and that you need to have that relationship with the Lord. Growing up in Alaska, I thought, you know, I was pretty much out of the loop of a lot of things. I was in and out of church growing up, didn't have a very solid foundation. And then the Lord brought David's family up to Alaska to start a church. And through just amazing different experiences and things, just different ways of meeting David's family and the Lord using that in my life. And then eventually David and I getting married. And when he talks about taking that missions trip, I didn't know about the verse that morning that he read, but as we were there, the Lord started speaking to me and just showing me that Africa was where God wanted me to be. And I was afraid. I didn't say anything at first. I just kept praying about it, and the Lord kept just impressing it upon me. And I never would have thought that I'd end up in Africa, that the Lord would use my upbringing and some of the remoteness and the ruggedness to prepare me to live in a place like that. And so on the airplane ride back after our missions trip, that was when we really started thinking and praying about it and discussing it between ourselves, and just the Lord used that time to prepare us. We were only married a year at that point, and there was so much up to that point that He had done in our lives that there was just nothing that we wanted more than to do that and to be a witness.
Well, again, powerful to hear you share your perspective as well. And David, I want to ask if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about your mission and the work you do, how could they do that?
probably they could look up our website. It's www.robinsons2malawi.org. That's R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N-S. Then the number 2, M-A-L-A-W-I, robinsons2malawi.org. Okay. They could look on there and they could get in touch with us through either the website or just by email, robinsons2malawi@gmail.com. Either one of those ways, they could reach out to us, yep. We love hearing from people, by the way. So if there's a thought in your mind that says, well, should I send them a message or would that bother them? It's not going to bother us. We love hearing from people. So
okay. And so if someone listening wants to specifically be an intercessor for your ministry, or if someone feels impressed to give financially to support the ministry, again, would going to the website be the way to do that, to get the information to pursue doing that?
Yes. Yep. All the information for supporting what we do is there on the website. And as far as intercessing for us, we know after living many, many years in a country that fluctuates from the second poorest country in the world, stop and let that sink in, second poorest to third poorest country in the world year by year as they tallied up, it's not an easy place to live. It's not an easy place to be. It's not an easy place. It's not an easy environment to necessarily raise a family in. And we know that it is through intercessors and intercessory prayer that keeps us on the field and that causes there to be an effect, because there's so much that's not in our control. So we want people, please pray for us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, is Malawi a dangerous country?
Not in the sense that a lot of people think of, because right now I think in some of the other areas right around East Africa and maybe West Africa, there's a lot of persecution of Christians and a lot of things like that. There's a lot of political subjects that cause people to get stirred up and do violent things. But where we're at in Malawi, it's actually called the Warm Heart of Africa. That's that's the nickname for the country. And so it's a very, it's inviting. And there are dangers, but it's not a place where, you know, there's going to be guys driving by with an AK-47 in the back of a open pickup truck or something like that. It's really not like that. It's a peaceful country in general. And that being said, there's just a million dangers all around all the time. The roads there are one of the most dangerous things. That's probably where we've experienced the most danger. There are moments in time where political uprisings happen, and we thankfully we're very we have a good network of people that tell us and let us know, hey, don't leave your house today. There's going to be riots in town or something like that. We get all that information from people that we have in the community. So we've got a large community built out there that we're really thankful for. So some of that doesn't really affect us, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing just those insights as well. I was looking at an informational card that you shared, and it says mission goals. It mentions pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ, soul winning, discipleship, local church planting. So church planting is a significant part of what you all are involved with on an ongoing basis, I guess, as well. Then.
It really is. And my personal understanding, I think there's probably different perspectives on this, but I think that in my experience, every actual church that is established is itself a miracle. It is itself a grace of God. I think that what we can do and we can make direct efforts in is getting out and making conscious efforts to evangelize, go to an area. We like to show the Jesus film in rural areas and gather people around, and there'll be, you know, several hundred, if not over 1,000 people gather in those rural villages to watch the Jesus film.
And so sharing the Jesus film is an important part of your outreach.
I really do think so. It's one of the easiest open doors to go into a new area that you don't know anybody and they don't know you, and meet with the chief and tell them what you want to do and get permissions and whatnot, and then go out there with a team and show the film. And it really covers the life of Christ, and it gives us an opportunity to pause the film, and in that pause, to actually preach a gospel message, helping people to understand salvation by grace through faith right there on the spot.
Now, what languages are you dealing with in Malawi?
Ise kumalawi tukuyoya pachiwero chachitumbuka.
Sure. Okay.
No, but we speak the language of Chitumbuka, where we're at there in the north. And probably the most common language in the country is Chichewa.
Okay.
But where we're at in the north, Chitumbuka is the mother tongue. That's the one that we learned first.
And so then, all of you all had to learn that language after you came to Malawi.
Yeah, to varying degrees, we all. Yeah, I needed to be fluent enough to be able to preach and teach. So that was probably one of my biggest challenges. And so God is able to do more than we can ask or think. So he enabled me to learn the language and help me. And so yes, that's the language that we preach and teach in there.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're coming up on a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear from your children that are here with us. Now, this is just some of the children that are with you. So you have a couple older children as well that aren't with us today. But we're going to hear from Gracie, Justice, Charity, and Hope as well. And we're going to just let them share from their heart as well then. So, but share one more time your website if someone wants to be in touch or learn more about the work of Robinsons to Malawi.
So it is www.robinsonstomalawi.org.
All righty. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work you've called the Robinson family to, and thank you for the calling that is upon their lives, Father. Father, anoint their ministry, anoint the family with a fresh anointing. Keep them safe from danger, evil, and harm, but let your grace rest upon them more and more. Use them to build your church, to build your kingdom according to your perfect will. And Lord, I pray that you'd raise up many listeners to become faithful intercessors who will walk with them in prayer and people who will give financially to support the work and the mission and the ministry that they're carrying out as well. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests are the Robinson family, a missionary family to Malawi. We'll be right back. Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is the Robinson family. They are the Robinsons to Malawi, a missionary family that's ministering to the people of the nation of Malawi, Africa. And coming up to the mic now, we have Gracie, who is one of the six children of the Robinsons. And Gracie, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Great to have you with us today. And you were going to share a scripture with us. Go right ahead.
The scripture that I want to share is Psalms 145, verse 18 and 19. It says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry, and he will save him."
All right. Thank you, Gracie. Now, Gracie, how old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15. Okay, then. All right. Would you pray for whatever's on your heart to pray for at this time?
Yeah. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for this day, and we want to thank you for everything that you've done for us. and everything that you've provided in our lives. And we want to thank you for this opportunity that we get to talk here. And I pray for whoever's on the other side listening to us, that they would be blessed and that everybody would just be inspired to have a missions-minded heart. And dear Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gracie. Now, Gracie, just so that you know, I consider you all celebrities, okay? I think you all are very special people, and I'm honored to have you in the studio with us. Can you share just from your own heart, you're a teenager and you're a young missionary. Can you share what part of your experience as a missionary is very special to you that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I think that, it's kind of a blessing because, I get to travel a lot, which is something that I like. And also, I think because of it, it's brought me closer to all my siblings. Because we don't have a lot of other people there. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. And thank you for letting the Lord use you as a missionary, as a young person there. Many other young people might think, I'd never do that. Well, there's nothing more important than serving Jesus. So thanks for letting the Lord use you. Okay. Next, we have Justice. How old are you, Justice?
I'm 12.
You're 12, okay. You're going to share a scripture with us as well.
So the scripture that I'm trying to show you guys is 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Would you pray for whatever's on your heart at this time?
Yeah. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day, and please help this to go well, and please help whoever's on the other side to get a blessing out of it. And thank you that we got to come to the station and share the gospel. And thank you for everything that you've done for us. Dear Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Justice. Justice, I want to ask you a similar question as well. You're a 12-year-old missionary. You're a young man, and we're grateful to have you with us in studio today. What's something that's on your heart you'd like to share that's been special to you about being a young missionary like yourself?
Going into the villages and preaching.
I imagine that's a very, very special experience, and that's something lots and lots of people have never had that opportunity to do. So, again, thank you for letting the Lord use you to do the same thing as well, okay? So thanks for being with us today. Next, we have Charity with us. Charity, how are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good. Now, how old are you, Charity?
I'm 10.
You're 10. All right. Okay, Charity, you're going to share scripture with us.
Proverbs 31:30.
Okay.
It says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. I want to ask you, Charity, too, would you pray whatever's on your heart to pray for now?
Yeah. Dear Jesus, thank you for the day that we have, and thank you that we get to come and do this. And please help all the people that will be hearing this to get something out of it. Dear Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Charity, let me ask you a similar question as I asked your brothers and sisters as well. Then, what is something you'd like to share with our listeners that's been a very special part of being a 10-year-old missionary?
Because whenever people come from America, then we do a big gathering and a lot of people come.
Mm-hmm. And you like having them to come and visit then, huh? That's neat. That's neat. Well, thank you for letting the Lord use you, and keep up the great work, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. And then last but not least, we have Hope with us as well. Hope, how old are you?
8.
You're 8, okay. Hope, I think you might be the first 8-year-old missionary I've ever met. So, you know, from the continent of Africa. So we do appreciate you being with us. You're going to share a scripture with us, Hope.
Proverbs 3, verse 24 through 26. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken.
All right. Thank you, Hope. You're a very good reader as well as your brothers and sisters. Thank you. I want to invite you just to share whatever's on your heart to pray for. Would you pray at this time?
Dear Jesus, please help this day to go well, and please help whoever's listening to this to get something out of it, and thank you that we get to share the gospel. Cheers, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hope. Hope, like I asked your brothers and sisters, can you share with us what would you like to share that's a very special part of being a child that's on the mission field? What's on your heart to share?
We get to hear, see a bunch of different cool animals.
Like what animals?
Lions, sometimes whenever we go on safaris with the missions group.
Okay. So you've seen real lions then? Not on TV, but real lions then?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever see monkeys and a few other? Oh, okay. Okay. So that's no big deal to you all. So, okay. But thank you all for coming and sharing again. I appreciate you all. You all are some courageous young folks, and I'm honored to meet you. And I need to be sure and get your autographs before you leave today. Okay. So, all right. Back to Dad and Mom, David and Jenny. David, in the last few minutes, what would you like to share with our listeners to give them more of a picture of what the mission and the work of the ministry you're doing in Malawi is about?
Our mission is really simple. It's just like the idea of you take the Bible, you read it, and when you read it, you go and do it. That's the simplicity of the mission. So we know that the gospel utterly and completely transforms people's eternity and their life now. We know that it changes people from the inside out. We know that it is the power of God to salvation. And so the simplicity of our mission is we get the gospel message to people, and to people who maybe believe things that are, there's a lot of witchcraft in Malawi. That's probably what people fear and believe the most out of anything. And so we bring the gospel to them. And then after people, because when they hear the good news, I mean, it makes sense. Hey, if my sins can be forgiven by the blood of Christ, and I know that he died on the cross for me, and that it's God's will for me to be saved, it's quite simple. They want to receive him. And so we help people after they get saved, and we just sit with them. And number one, we go through the scriptures and spend lots of time helping them to get their, just kind of get their foundations under them as a Christian and as a believer. And we also just invite them to become friends. And Jesus wanted that for his disciples. He wanted them to get along. They didn't always get along, but that's what he wanted. And so we invite them into a relationship, and that's the main focus. And through that, we see everything else happen. We see discipleship groups, we see churches get planted, and we see, you know, people's lives change and things. So,
well, again, thank you so much for coming and being with us and sharing. And why don't you say the website one more time in 5 seconds?
www.robinsonstomalawi.org.
All right. Well, you all keep up the great, wonderful kingdom work that you're doing. Amen. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make the step of inviting Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now and commit your life to Christ? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please do get in touch. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to invite every single listener, please pray much for the work and the mission and the ministry of the Robins to Malawi ministry. They can use your prayers and pray about becoming a financial supporter of the work they're doing as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.